It is.
It's on and running.
Okay, this is August the...
Let me make sure.
July.
Ooh, whoa, get it wrong.
Yep.
Darn. This is July
26th.
And we're out in, believe it or not, Eckley, Colorado. And we've been here all week. And Pappy's going crazy. And most of the sane people have left. And we're going to leave tomorrow. But we've got Birdie and Mommy and Pappy here. And we're just going to try and talk a little bit. If I can get them to do it. Okay. Mother, how old are you? When were you born?
August the 11th, 1904. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Birdie, how about you?
Now, are you catching that?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Well, this is 1988. Terry forgot to tell you.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
Yeah. I was born November the 21st, 1905, in Old Allegheny, or what is now called Northside Pittsburgh.
And how about you, Pappy?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I've got to figure that out. Where was I born? In Homestead, Pennsylvania, 1905, I guess. Yeah, that's the place.
November.
November 5.
No,
1905.
It was November the
5th. Oh, shit. I thought
his birthday
1906.
Was
6.
Yeah, 1905, but it was...
Oh, that's right. November, you and my birthday's about the same.
November the 6th.
You were born when the big election was on.
Always, yeah.
Yeah.
And you love politicians to this day.
The only one I like is like Ike Eisenhower.
And that was it.
He's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
The rest is all bleh.
They're so crooked they have to screw their clothes on, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
There's only two things I don't like, and politicians is both of them.
Okay, I just want to start out with, I guess, your past relatives, of which I know very little about. Your family. And I really don't know much about them.
Are you talking to Pappy?
Both, all three of you.
Start with Grandma Richmond.
Well, I'll wait. My father was... Well, that would make me the same. Scotch-Irish. And my mother and grandmother were strictly from England, Birmingham, England, Johnny Bulls.
Typical.
Typical. And both mean.
Oh, what are their names? What were their names?
Grandma Richmond was, my Grandma Richmond was Matilda.
Matilda.
Yeah, that's right, Matilda.
Richmond.
And my mother's name was A-D-A. I could always spell that. Ada.
And you were a Mac Lucas before you were Lucas.
Yeah, yeah.
They took the Mac off.
We took the Mac off, and we've been right since. I'll tell you.
You said they were from Birmingham. When did they come here?
Well, Grandma Richmond must have come here.
How was your mother the oldest?
Her name was Richmond, and then after she came over here, she met John Gargett.
She married somebody else before that.
Huh?
Pearl's husband, Pearl's dad, before Gargett. That guy that wasn't any good.
Huh?
The guy that wasn't any
Ross. Ross was the name. Yeah,
but they were getting ready to go back to England.
Yeah.
And Grandpa Richmond knocked the skin off his knuckle. And those days, they didn't have antibiotics.
Yeah.
And he died from blood poisoning in just a few hours.
From knocking the skin off his knuckle?
Yeah. I remember Grandma Richmond said that red line went up his arm like lightning. And they were getting ready to
go. Him dead.
And they were going to go back to England?
They were getting ready to go back to England.
Jeez, we could all be Limeys, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They almost made it. And then she married that Ross guy.
Huh?
She married that Ross guy.
Yeah.
What was his first name?
Well, I don't know.
Did she divorce him or did he die?
Can we ask a question?
Sure.
Questions for the audience.
Then I want to know who Grandma Richmond birthed. Your mother or your father? I can't remember.
His mother.
Your mother.
His mother's mother.
Okay.
Well, was her maiden name Richmond?
Yeah.
And how many brothers? Did she have a lot of brothers and sisters?
She had Harry and
Harry and Hattie.
Fred.
No, there was a daughter and a son.
No. Your mother had two brothers. Harry and Fred.
I don't know their name. Shit. This is
okay, do you know your own brothers and sisters' names? How many did you have of those?
I don't know.
You do know that. You had bunches.
Rattle them off, Daddy. Rattle them off.
Well, wait. In the family, my brothers and sisters, there's a shit house full of them. There's 12 of them. Yeah.
Well, it's Dorothy.
Dorothy and Alice.
Yeah, Dorothy, Alice, then John Boy, me.
Yeah.
And then
Fred,
then Leroy, and then Alberta,
and Barbara.
And Barbara.
And David.
And David. And Ella May, where does she come in?
Tail end.
Huh?
The tail end.
Sturgis, and then Ella May.
Oh, and the little sister that died.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
That's 12.
Did I name 12 yet?
There's the lightning.
That's a bundle.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Your name was McLucas?
Yep.
That was a family name? How was that spelled?
Huh?
How was it spelled?
M-A-C.
And then Lucas?
Yeah.
Okay, L-U-C-A-S.
Yeah. And I always wore kilts. Oh.
Is that a Scotch name?
Yeah, it was Scotch.
It was
Scotch. No, they were Welsh, weren't they, Daddy? The McLucases, weren't they Welsh? The ones that were out east. It was when they come across that they left the Mac off.
But I mean, what was their origin? Country of origin?
Was it Wales or Scotland?
He said Scotland.
Scotland, I think. Yeah, I think it was Scotland. pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't. I know.
But I remember
the
when
Irish
my dad got
probably...
his last pair of kilts.
Oh, you mean shorts?
Daddy, why did they drop the Mac?
Huh?
Why did they drop the Mac?
Well, as soon as they come over here, they wanted to be more American.
Oh, okay.
You know, as if they was born here. So, that's about it. I'm sorry.
That's it. Okay, Mom and Bert. Yes, Alice?
I have a question.
Yes?
Does your, you didn't say your dad have brothers and sisters. We know your mom had two brothers, we think. What about your dad?
Well, my dad had a sister, Leah. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Out east. Back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's all I ever heard tell of.
And there was another, no, there was another old coot. He was a church sexton. You know what is it, a church sexton?
Yes.
Definitely all he could do was ring the bell.
I never heard of that one.
I never heard very much about Mr. Lucas's family.
No.
Never knew
what. Yeah, that's about it.
What did your dad do for a living?
Oh, he was a steam and electrical engineer, and a damn good one. And he would be wherever we lived. He was in charge and the boss man of the power house, electrical powerhouse. And he made the electricity for the streetcars to run from Pittsburgh to, where was it, Pittsburgh to
Xenophon? Butler.
Pittsburgh to Butler, yeah.
Oh, more lightning.
Huh?
Yeah. Lightning.
Well, I can't think of anything else.
And how many times have you moved since then?
Huh?
How many times have you moved since then?
89.
A bunch.
Where was you and sister married then?
Geez, where were we married? Bradford Woods, Pennsylvania. Is that where?
You know, the funny part of it was, I got a letter here in the spring from one of our nurses that was living in Bradford Woods. And she knew exactly Mamma and Popo's house.
Who's Mamma and Popo?
My mother and dad.
What were their names?
Huh?
What were their names? And what were their backgrounds?
Bertie can spell it all out.
Oh.
Well, Popo was my dad, Edward Lapish.
Davis.
Edward Davis. Lapish.
Wasn't he a twin?
Yeah, he was
a twin.
Uh-oh.
His brother was Harry.
But his father come from England.
Yeah. Daddy's father was James Spratley Lapish, and he came from England when he was... No, he came straight from England before he was married, I guess. And they tried to trace the Lapish name back. They said it... Daddy's sister tried to trace it back. And they thought it came from France, that the Lapish was a French name. But we never could establish that ourselves.
Oh, it took it to be everybody wanted to say Lapish.
Yeah, it used to be Lapish. Daddy's mother was Mary Amanda
Wright.
And the Wrights came from England. She was English.
I tell you, we're a bunch of Johnny Bulls.
No wonder we are so ornery.
Yeah.
Now, Mother's family, her name was Sarah Ann Logan, and she had 7 brothers and sisters. Now her father was John Logan, and his ancestors were from Scotland. They were all Scotch.
Which one was in the Civil War?
Both my grandfathers were in the Civil War.
Yeah, one was north and one was south.
No, they were both north. Daddy. They were related to those rich Astors that came over.
Yeah.
I tried to think of that the other day.
Yeah, Astors.
Those Astors that came to New York.
No,
John Jacob Astor.
Yeah.
Mother's family was, her mother and father was, Hickey was their name, and they were Irish.
Hickey, oh, that's right.
What was their Hickey's former name? Wasn't that Wendell?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Her uncle was Wendell Hickey, and they were from Ireland. But all of the Logans were from Scotland.
Wasn't there some Dutch background? I thought I heard some.
Yeah, that John Jacob Astor was Dutch.
Oh, I thought.
Was he?
Yeah.
John Jacob Astor.
Oh.
The Astors.
One of the wealthiest people in America.
They were Dutch.
Are they related to us?
Yep.
Not close enough.
Yeah. How? I don't. How? Who do you marry? Or. I don't
look at them.
Hey, who is he? How did he get the picture?
Astors?
Yeah.
I haven't the least idea.
Oh, weren't they on Jemima's side?
Oh, no, they were on Popo's side, weren't they?
Mm-mm, not the Astors.
I don't know.
They were just a nice name.
Okay. I don't know where they came in on Mother's side. Who they were.
That could tell the Astors.
But my grandmother, on Daddy's side, her brother was a Walker, and she was a Wright. And there were the 7 children. Was Dick Labish, and then there was Daddy. He was Ed and his twin brother Harry. And the younger boy was Charlie. And then there was the 2 sisters, Miss Ellie and Ethel. Wasn't there just the 2 girls?
Yeah. Uncle Charlie was
there. Yeah, he was the baby. And the girls were both holy terrors.
Yeah, that's right.
I brought the letter along that Gwendolyn wrote to me explaining what her mother was like. So I want you to read it.
That's because the Irish and the Scotch got all fouled up.
When Mother and Daddy were married, I counted up one time, we went to 27 different schools. So you can figure out how many times we moved.
Why did you move so much?
Oh, Daddy got tired of his job, and he wanted a different job, or he got tired of his boss.
He was a barber for a long time on his own. He had his own shop.
I never knew that.
In Warndale,
yeah,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. We moved, after we were born in Pittsburgh, we moved out to Warndale, Pennsylvania, and we moved to Evans City to the old dump, as Naomi calls it. And then we moved over to another farm. Then we moved down into Evans City. Then we moved to Fair Oaks.
Oh boy.
Then we moved to Beaver, and we went to 3 different schools when we were in Beaver. Then we moved up to Valencia, and That didn't pan out. We only lived there about 3 months, didn't we? Then we moved back to the dump, to the farm.
Well, the reason we kept going back to the farm, Mamma thought she had to keep house for her dad and her dear lazy brothers.
Yeah,
her two baby brothers she had to take care of,
which were rotten spoiled.
What other jobs did your dad do?
He farmed a lot.
He was a good painter. Man, he was a super duper painter.
He was a good wallpaper. I remember that.
He painted some big houses in Butler. He was a good painter.
All the big houses in Evan City he painted. And he was a top carpenter finisher.
Oh, I forgot about him.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah, he was a good carpenter.
Yeah, he was building 7 houses at the time the Depression hit, and they lost their house. And they went back to the old farm when the Depression hit.
But because he couldn't keep books, he found out that he didn't need to lose the house. The lumber company told him that.
He could write checks, but he couldn't subtract the amount, Henry. He never wrote down the amount. He'd write the checks and the stubs never would. I tried to straighten his books out once, but I couldn't. And Daddy then died in 1974 of cancer.
In Kentucky. A long way from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, cancer of the throat. And Mother died in
1964. Couldn't have been 74, because I've never been.
Back there in Michigan.
Oh, that's right. That was before. That was my... Daddy died in 1963. Mother died in 1961. Just 9 months after my husband died in 1960. And that's when I went to Waukesha to the New Tribes Mission Bible Institute to work. I was there for almost 22 years. Then they figured I was too old to work there anymore, and they sent me to the retirement home in Florida where I am now.
Let's go all the way back. What are some of the first memories you have, Pappy?
I remember his mother hanging up wash and saying, "Go to school and tell the teacher I sent you to get rid of you."
Oh, yeah.
I don't...
And that's a fact.
She didn't know what to do with him. He was just a little squirt
and
runner.
And then Alice... Oh, yeah, Alice was about a year or two years older than me.
Not much.
About 2 years. And she was in the classroom minding her own business. And in comes Pop Pappy. He says, "What is you? You going back home? Going back home?" I says, "No, you're here. I want to go to school with you." And the teacher says, "Oh, let him stay." And it turned out that teacher became one of Pappy's best friends, and she would take me over to the farm, didn't she, on a weekend.
I bet he was a little squirt. I mean, he probably was a
hellion,
little white tornado.
Did you tell her about when I was in the hospital? What did I have? Appendicitis?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I... up behind the bed, there's all over pictures of my girlfriend. Huh?
Your girlfriends.
Yeah, girlfriends.
What did they call you? They had a nickname for you, didn't they?
Hot Rock.
Well, we heard you was in the hospital because you swallowed a balloon.
I never heard that.
Oh, hell, buddy. I never swallowed a balloon.
I never heard that.
Where did that come from?
That's what I heard was wrong with you. I don't know.
Oh, Dr. Greer, he had a pain in his stomach. And the doctors in those days, they never did no tests or anything. They didn't know what was wrong with him, so they just cut him open. And he hurt just as bad afterwards as he did before.
And you were the nurse?
And yeah, but see, I was older than him, and I was in training. And I thought that I'm smarter, like, and that's what he was.
You should have known better, right? Yeah.
She married him to get rid of him. No, she wanted to be a doctor. She wasn't going to get married at all. She wanted to go on and be a doctor or an attorney. I don't know which. Doctor, wasn't it?
Well, I wanted to specialize in surgery. I wasn't particular.
Is it running out?
Well, that was funny, though. I went to Youngstown to work on my way to St. Louis. And he come piddling in to his grandmother's in Youngstown.
Yeah. What a guy.
Well, but by that time, his grandmother had married a preacher.
Pappy, what was it like growing up with all those kids? Didn't you once say your dad said he'd line you all up and pick one up and...
Knock
the rest of you down?
Yeah, then he used to say to us, see, there was three boys, myself, the oldest boy, then Fred, then Leroy. Oh, I got to tell you this one, too. And he says, I'll pick one up and knock the rest down with him. And then... One day, and we boys slept up in the attic, and we learned a good trick. That was to wrap our neckties around a lit light bulb. And that light bulb would all screw up. And then another time, my dad would always come up the stairs and bawl the hell out of us and tell us, look, if you don't go to sleep, he says, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to lick each one of you twice. And then, then he went back downstairs. Now, here comes the fun part. It was Fred and Leroy and I, all three of us, we heard him sneaking up the stairs to give us hell again. And Leroy looked over the railing of the stairwell and said, now don't sneak, I see you come. My God, he knocked him down the stairs with a bed bolster. You know what a bolster is?
Large pillow.
A great big long pillow. Knocked my dad right down the stairs. And after he got up from that, boy, did he ever come up them steps. That was funny.
Funny, I think that's terrible.
Don't sneak. I see you coming. Come along.
What about the time, was it somebody shot with a bullet from a train track or something?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. My dad, at one time, ran and operated a shooting gallery. You know what a shooting gallery is? And you shoot the ducks down and that. Well, he operated a shooting gallery. Therefore, he had buku bullets. And we kept stealing them bullets till they was all gone. But we would lay them on the track. Then we hit him with a hammer.
But didn't you let the train run over them?
Yeah, we let the train run over them, too. Crack, 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 bang, 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 crack, 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 crack. And then we took, you know, that root hill. The garbage dump was down there at that root hill.
In Butler.
Yeah, and the slaughterhouse, you know. Then we would take the bullets and lay them on the track and hit them with a hammer. And one of the bullets...
Ricocheted.
One of the bullets caught Leroy right in the thigh. Now, this was funny. We said to each other, Fred Leroy, and I, gee, Mama raise hell. And that morning, one of the three boys, we busted a mirror. And my Johnny Bull mother and her superstitious, she says, there's something going to happen now. I tell you, it's bad luck. You broke that mirror. Then, yeah, we're bringing Leroy home. And what? This is no shit. This is funny. Every time he'd step, the blood would go spurt, spurt, spurt. Man, every step. And when he brought him into the house, I don't know, Mother just said, well, she had a shit fit. I mean, there, that was it. I told you. And my mother would pick up a skillet.
Don't forget about Leroy was in that death march.
Huh?
Leroy was in that death march.
With Skinny Wainwright.
In Japan.
You heard of Wainwright in Japan and
Bataan.
Corregidor.
He survived that.
Yeah, he went through that. And he could tell you stories. That's the reason I think Leroy didn't live long after that. Because the Japs really worked him over.
I think that's one reason I have never been able to accept.
And they
Oriental.
Used to hide a bit of food. The barracks this is in Japan. And the barracks in Japan had a little space between, and they would try to hide food in that space. And then another thing that's interesting, how was it? David was in the prison, and here comes
Leroy
and gets him out of prison and brings him back home.
David brought Leroy home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. David brought Leroy home. And he was in the Navy, and he worked in one of them, LTS, landing ships that they run in onto the shore, and they're full of soldiers, and then they run out. He run one of them, and he said it was built so quick that every time they were hit over a wave, the damn rivets would pop out. You know, they'd come apart.
I want to go back again, back to your childhood, because we're dealing in 1988. What did you dress like when you were little? Did you run around in halters and jams?
He had long socks. We got pictures of them. And knee pants.
Knee pants. And long socks.
Stockings.
Yeah, Sheila, where is that picture of me playing the fiddle when I was...
I've got it. I'm going to have it enlarged.
You've been 7 years old.
You scratched away on it.
Naomi?
What?
Was playing the fiddle?
No,
happy.
Oh, did other people in your family play musical instruments?
Oh, yeah.
His sister, Alice.
Alice played the piano. Dorothy played the piano. And Alice and I played the piano.
She played the organ.
Well, wait, that comes.
That was that bathroom door, huh, Tony?
Oh,
it's getting very
somebody in there. I don't know.
It's getting very windy.
Oh, Alice and I run for the school send a guy home.
Is the bathroom door open?
Shut the window.
I'll fix it down.
And keep out the air. To bed.
Sylvia, that's awful hard to shut. Them little buttons, you have to pull them in.
It's your bed.
We want an American flag for the school. Doing this here musical thing. I know. Alice played the piano and I played the violin.
It's getting bad. Pretty mom, how did you dress?
Well, we had long black stockings that we wore.
High button shoes, boy.
Yeah.
I remember a pair we had that had red patent leather around the top and a tassel on them. And we wore unbleached muslin bloomers for pants.
Let's and not think about it.
They had elastic around the knees.
And we went to a little one-room country school.
We always sat together.
From my purse in there. And I remember the pictures of you. You always had hair bows.
Yeah.
Hair bows in your in your hair. Never mind, Alice. I got Tony's. The pictures of Mom and Bertie. They always had these big hair bows in their hair.
Oh yeah.
We both had long hair,
which are back in style, by the way.
We planted them in two plaits and put big bows on them. We wore them in plaits during the week, and on Sunday she brushed them out, and we had curls, fuzzy curls.
Yeah, fuzzy.
Who did I write that for? You?
Well, Alice.
Oh, for Alice.
She sent it.
Yeah.
They have, but our daddy seen that he took us to Sunday school and church. Mama always had to stay home and cook and keep house and clean and cook, and she didn't go much, but daddy went and made sure that we got there. Horse and buggy. And in the winter it was a sleigh and a horse.
Over the river and through the woods.
And our horse,
Grandma's house will go.
Our horse was old Colonel.
Colonel. That was high school. No, Colonel was it.
Dang Winter fell out of the house.
Is that, huh?
Old dang Winter fell out of the house.
A dead body?
Yeah.
What window?
One of the pages in this book talks about mealtimes. What do you remember about mealtimes at your house? Mealtimes, food, eating.
When you were little, your mother had to stretch everything.
Yeah, I'll tell her. Mother had to stretch everything. And she would always say, "Don't worry about what we have, honey. Can we eat? Just a piece of peace now. There's only a piece of peace." What the hell's she talking about? 12 kids?
Well,
there's just a piece of peace. And what did she used to say? Piece of peace, and she'd reach across and slap you. Oh! And then the reed aggravated. You know, I told you, mother was awfully superstitious. And if you raised an umbrella in the house,
the world was going to come to an end. I mean, really, really serious.
And she was very, very superstitious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you kept the book, huh?
Oh, yeah.
This is not
that
funny.
Cats.
Well, what were some of the things that she fixed that you remember that you liked? She a good cook?
Oh, Grandma could make pies while you was thinking.
Yeah.
I never seen anything like it.
Was she? Mm-hmm. Fat. Big bang, boom, out comes the pie. Oh, I was trying to think. When we did a trip to Ree, got her a fire, we tied two cats' tails together and threw them over the clothesline.
That is mean, Bambi.
That was a horrible trick.
What about Mamaw cooking? She cooked all her life, didn't she? Mamaw?
Yeah.
Cooked.
Oh, yeah.
And then Halloween.
Mamaw said she had a sister, Aunt Mary, that never wanted to work or do anything. And Mamaw had to do it all. I guess she cooked all her life.
Oh,
she kept the toll gate. Her and Tiki.
Oh, mother's mother. No, not Jamal. Yes, it was Jamal. And she was 12 years old. She put her hands on a little stand with a 250-pound man on it and lifted it right up on the floor. They wondered if they'd lure her again, and she was scared. She said that was of the devil, and she wouldn't do it. But she lifted the whole stand up with this big man on him.
Yeah, it was our grandmother.
Yeah, Gumma. We called her.
What was her name? Oh, witch.
Her nickname, we just called her Jumum.
Didn't Mamaw cook for all the farm workers?
She cooked herself to death for Grandpa Logan and Johnny and Walter, but she didn't cook for farm workers.
Well, when we had the thrashers,
She
always cooked for the thrashers.
Well, when they were first married, they lived in McClellan, or what was that? I can't remember.
Manchester? Oh. I know when we were kids, every year we had an apple peeling time. We peeled apples, and then we'd get up real early the next morning, and Granddaddy Logan would fire up the outside fire with a 25-gallon copper kettle. We made 25 gallons of butter, apple butter, every fall.
I think Mike and Alice have a copper kettle, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every other year they make apple butter, lots of it.
They've inherited that.
We put it in big crops.
That sounds like hail.
Yeah.
Tony. Hail? I hope not. What happened to Sylvia?
Don't worry about it, Grandma.
I don't like the idea of their window being out because it'll blow some of their stuff all over the place.
They're moving it right now.
They both went home?
Yes.
Oh, they went home?
I don't like the idea of that window. Is it hail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll wreck the cars. If it's big. If it's big hail.
Might as well turn it up.
Like tapioca, huh?
What'd you do for fun? Besides put cats over clotheslines.
Well, Halloween was a big time. And the tricks we would play, upsetting all the crappers.
You can't
and then one place we took
the office.
the old wooden toilet, and we put up on top of the old wooden outhouse a buggy. A whole horse buggy, and set it up there and tied it down.
How'd you get it up there?
Oh, honey, a bunch of kids.
Well, I never did a roller skate. I roller skated my head off.
Where did you roller skate? Just on the sidewalk you're talking about?
This was in Beaver, Pennsylvania, where they had brick sidewalks. Those round bricks. And I roller skated over the...
Did any of your dishes or anything, Sylvia, blow off?
No.
Off. And my dad put those white porcelain bed rollers on my roller skates. Because we didn't have the money to buy a new pair. So I roller skated on bed rollers.
And you wanted a bicycle and you couldn't afford it.
And we couldn't get a bicycle.
I never knew that she really wanted a bike.
And then in high school we walked through the mud and the ice and through the fields and through the wire fences 2 miles each way to high school for 4 years. In the wintertime...
I could think of all this.
Didn't you have any good memories, Mom? Did you have any fun?
No. That's miserable. We had no fun on the farm. No fun.
We? You did. Did you, Bertie?
We never went anywhere.
I don't remember. My dad built a tent. He had been, when he was painting, he had a lot of canvas. And he made us tents to play in.
Yeah, but we never... And when we went into our teens, that's why I quit school and went in training. We had no fun.
Yeah, Naomi went into training when she was 17. Lied about her age because she wasn't supposed to go until she was 18. And she nursed and took her graduation in Butler. And she went to Youngstown, nursed in Youngstown. And she went from there to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
She nursed in Cleveland. And she went to...
lost track.
Let's see, after you were married, did you go back to Butler to nurse?
Oh.
I did private duty hither and yon, around.
And what all hospitals did you nurse in Detroit?
I went, Herman Kiefer in tuberculosis, and in Old Grace General, and then Detroit Rehab, and Sister Penny in Beaumont. When it opened up.
And then you went to...
You know who used to make fun of me? Carl Dalby. He used to say that I had hospital hopitis. And he said I worked in Sinai.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's still there or not.
Oh yeah, that's where he had his cancer operation.
Sinai?
Yeah, it's all grown though, it's huge, you know.
What doctor did you have?
Goodman.
What was his name?
Goodman.
He was a good man, but his name was Goodman.
Every one of them darn Jews was good doctors.
But he's here.
Yeah.
Well, Pappy, did you have fun?
I mean, aside from torturing cats.
Well, he left home when he was just a little bitty guy and went in that silly army.
How little bitty was you, Pappy?
18.
And how little were you? How did you get in the Army?
Oh, that's another thing. No matter what I did to get into the Army, I was always too light.
No.
Just maybe a pound or so. And then some Army sergeant guy, he was an Army sergeant, he says, go back home and eat bananas. Well, I ate the damn banana slivers coming out of my ears, and I went back and I gained about, a quarter of a pound. No, he says, go ahead and eat. You know, I said, I'm sick of bananas. So I got into the Army.
Well, he's only 17, wasn't
he? Yeah. And down at Fort Bragg.
He was down there where Charles was.
Yeah, Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, was the rifle range. And because it was a rifle range, it was 38 miles long. And I'm the first guy they ever had that took airplane flights. And you know, airplane, we shoot the pictures. Then I would put the pictures together and make a complete flight. And I was the only one that could do that. My buddy was Brigadier General Bowling. And he would send his chauffeur out to pick me up. Because when he seen I could do engineering, he takes me to his chateau, his house, but the chauffeur was a higher grade than me, he drove his car. And he had him bring me to his house, and I redesigned and helped to build him a whole new home. And then another, here's a funny thing in the Army. We was on the second floor of the barracks. The second floor of the barracks. And if we won a ball game or something, we would come back and really raise hell. And we'd lay the ball on the floor and hit it with a ball bat to knock it through the window. She had all the little squares to knock it through the window. And we'd knock the ball through the window, bust the window, and then we'd give each other so much of a score. And then, and in there was a big heater. And you know what we did? We stole little bitty pigs from the post piggery. And we would cook them and bring them up to the second floor. We would cook them in the... it was the big heater that heated the whole second floor, and we'd open that thing and cook them pigs in there. And boy, would we have a feast. Me and
Carl.
And Carl.
Old folks.
Jeez.
He was hot.
Oh.
He was old folks, and you was.
Hot rock.
No, not.
Hot rock.
Well, not in the Army, were you? I know he was old folks. I know he was old folks.
He was old folks, and I was hot rock.
Okay.
And then a funny thing, on the second floor,
could look down and see what the general was doing. You know, the head man of the post. And in this case, it was Captain Swick. And we got him serraddled one day he got all rattled. And we had him out marching. And he got all tied up and he marched us right into the building. Then it was two or three days after that that he got rattled again. And he marched him ass over teacups over the barbed wire. You know, we run wide open, you know, and nobody said hold. Poor old Captain Swick. Then another funny thing was with that same place, and this was funny.
I believe you.
You know, I had engineering experience, and I was a big shot in the army because I could do all of these things. And in making maps, we use what you call hectographic ink. And certain colors would be for certain things. For instance, the railroads were black. And the so-and-so was some other color. And the highway was a different color. On the map, and they come out on them cars, and I made them maps, boy, I tell you, I was pretty hot cooking.
Did you learn that in high school?
Huh?
You must have learned that in high school.
Well, I done a little learning myself. I took a little bit of stuff from ICF. You ever hear of them? ICS, International Correspondence School. You don't know. Well, anyhow, this ink would do, like I tell you, all the different colors. So, like I said, the railroad's one color and the other color, and Captain Swick come in there one day and they call him, I was Corporal Tony, Corporal Lucas. He said, now Corporal, he says, I want all them hectographic colors to come out right. Oh, I said, they will, Captain, they will. So I made it, and how was it? The colors were all boxed up, and the railroads, they come out some other colors.
Why? Did you do it on purpose?
Huh?
Did you do it on purpose?
Yeah, because that same captain said, I know if there's any trouble, so Corporal Lucas is behind me. Oh yeah, Captain Swick, the dopey guy. Well, he's the guy we run right over, he couldn't say halt.
Didn't it quit hailing?
Yes.
So you weren't too well behaved in the Army.
And then,
or
since. That's a different color, he said, that, Corporal, that is no good. Well, I said, I don't care what you say, that was the hectographic colors you told me to use. And I said, I can't help it if the damn thing come out a different color. So nothing I can do about it. Well, he said, you might have picked something that worked. He says, we'll try again.
then that same corporal, that same captain, we could look down through the floorboards and see him. And boy, we play all the tricks on that guy. We drop stuff down through the hole, you know. Just worrying that leaving the guns. Well, we just have to get that floor fixed. I had more fun in the Army, boy.
But you hated it.
Yeah, I hated it. I sure did.
How long were you in? From what years to what years?
Heavens, you know, a soldier. The next guy over you outranks you.
That's the way it works.
Boy, I didn't like that.
What years were you in, Pappy?
Huh?
What years were you in?
Oh, 27. 26, 27. Oh, we got married in 28. You know something else? They're still after me. I'm an AWOL to get married.
Did you know that, Mom? I didn't know it till lately. He was trying to find that friend of his, and Daddy said, you better not. I wrote to Grit Magazine. He said, you better not. He said, I don't know, AWOL, and I'm the one. You didn't know what?
AWOL.
Well, then did you go back and explain? Or did you just never go back?
I never went back, period. AWOL is absolutely.
I know. You mean they could come get you now?
A year, and in this case, it's 60 years.
You mean you just left?
Huh?
You just left?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm quit. Then,
that's bad.
I got so bad that as a, how should
My
I
father's
say?
A deserter.
As a, he did things like I was doing all the time, get in trouble. You had to, how the hell was that? Oh, you had to get a wheelbarrow and fill it full of sand and run that thing around a certain area of the camp, from the, like, we'll say, from the, that station to this station, back and forth all day long. A wheelbarrow full of sand.
That was punishment.
Yeah, punishment, correct. Oh, I tell you, I'm in trouble all the time. Captain Smith said, if there's anybody here, it's Corporal Lucas. He's the one. Go get him, bring him here.
Too long to remember back, too long.
Oh, I can remember it all.
No.
But no. The only way I got by Carolyn was that I could do all these different things.
In the Spencer?
Architecturally, drafting. It was my drafting in high school that I learned.
That saved you from being court-martialed.
I really did.
Couldn't get along without
them,
so
that. Yeah,
put up
with it. Then, since that was a rifle range, I would plot out. Like, you don't have a target to shoot at. I had them build log cabins. And as many logs as they could climb, I mean lots of logs, to see could we blow the hell out of them. But they, not a howitzer, a 25 millimeter shell anyway. No, it wasn't a howitzer. It was a smaller cannon. And boy, did I enjoy that. Shooting up the place. That's all Army stuff.
When Sturgis come to see us, not this time, was it up in Camas? They got to going, and Sturgis's story, his yarns, was just as bad as his only words. And the things Sturgis did. So this time when Sturgis was here, he started in on his yarns, and it got his under his skin, and Daddy ran off and went over to the shop. Because you couldn't turn Sturgis off.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I didn't know you could turn Pappy off. There's two of them. Did you have any shy people among those 12 kids? David was a, he was marvelous. David was a real guy.
I said he was a little angel.
He was tall and good looking, and he was great. Everybody liked David.
Yeah.
They had six girls and one boy.
The cancer. Yeah.
But David was great. And all the rest of them were like Pappy, huh?
Alice was good. I mean, Alice was good.
Yeah.
Alice. The original. She was talented. I mean, she could play the piano and sing. And
just about everything. Anything she tackled, she could do. But she was stupid. She married a Catholic. And she really...
Religion? Yeah, Alice was very religious.
And then she played for the Catholic Church. Oh, that was the funny part of it. She was very prominent in the Methodist Church and was in the young people's groups. And then she turned around and... How she could switch around, I don't know.
Well, she switched around.
She became as good a Catholic as she was a Protestant. She raised all her kids Catholic. All of them.
Yeah.
The whole six of them.
And her husband was what? Old Skinny Floyd. Mm-hmm.
But she raised all her children Catholic.
He died not too long ago.
Oh, no, it's only a year or so ago.
He had
cancer of the throat.
Yeah, cancer of the throat.
Well, Pappy, after you went AWOL, what did you do after you married Mom?
We ran into the depression. Oh, that was enough.
That was, I don't want to go through that again.
Well, we don't either. We moved on the farm and did share farming in order to make a living during depression. We had to take the eggs to the grocery store and exchange them for beans, so we didn't.
Hey, you couldn't get anything for the eggs, hardly.
No. What's shear farming? I don't understand.
Alice doesn't know what shear farming is.
Well, we raise corn and oats and wheat and hay. And I don't remember how much we got.
Half. Just half.
Was it half?
They were
what we sold. We got
half. Sold. Yeah, because they were on somebody else's land.
We got to live on the farm. We didn't have to pay rent. But we got half of what we raised. And then our landlord
but
got
the other. But Daddy here hadn't any work. He was out of work 4 years.
Didn't you work for some kind of public program?
PWA.
Oh, PWA, yeah.
He tried to.
PWA.
You tried to lay those wires on the highway, and we had no money to buy gloves.
I was trying to think, what was the PWA?
Public Works?
Public Works Administration. Boy, I worked like crazy for them.
But you had no gloves, and your hands got all cut up.
And then where else did I work?
Oh, the restaurant.
No. I worked in that steel mill.
Oh, yeah. In Pittsburgh, in Butler.
In Butler, and you